eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Nick Ashew, and we have a fantastic odds boost for all of you to start off your week today on Saquon Barkley, over 99.5 rushing yards and a touchdown, boosted to plus 325 at Caesars. So he had 164 in week one and a touchdown in week one. So there is a great chance he can do that again here in this Monday Night Football matchup.
Well, Brian Daboll has realized that obviously leaning on Saquon Barkley is the best choice for this offense right now. Now, I get it. Daniel Jones has got 3 touchdowns, interception. It's not big numbers, but he's a top 10 rated quarterback in the NFL. But they're leaning on Saquon Barkley as the most talented guy that's in the offense. And it makes sense, right? They should be doing it. Whether that lasts the entire year and Saquon Barkley stays healthy, that's a whole other conversation. But right now, he's leading the league in rushing. So you lean on somebody that is leading the league in rushing. And Brian Daboll is smart. This may be crazy, Lucy, but I think the Giants actually got this thing right. Brian Daboll seems to know what he's doing. So there's an opportunity here, obviously, to continue to ride the hot, it's not really the hot hand, I guess the hot feet of Saquon Barkley here and just go as long as you can with it. And I think this is an opportunity here again where he has a big game. And really, it's a very unpredictable game between these two as well.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Get that at plus 325 at Caesars and head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter at Nick Ashew and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today? I've got two in two different sports here. We're going multi-sport bets.
I bet one's baseball, isn't it? No, one's probably baseball.
Badminton, I would say that would be my first one. Is I'm going with the Giants. I'm going table tennis and badminton. It's a big day, everybody.
There you go.
Giants minus one against the Cowboys. Giants are 2-0 straight up and against the spread. I think they're for real. I think the Giants are for real. I kind of like this because I knew there would be a surprise. There's going to be a surprise team in the NFL this season. I want it to be the Lions, but could it be the Giants? I don't know. The Cowboys are 1-1 straight up and against the spread. So I think the Giants, they're 3-0 against the spread. I really like them to cover this minus one. There's also a trend in favor of them. Mike McCarthy is 1-10 against the spread in games where the line is +3 to -3. So I like the Giants, but I also think today is the day. I think today is the day Aaron Judge hits 61. So I am going Aaron Judge to hit a home run against the Blue Jays. This is at plus 165 at DraftKings. Kevin Gausman. There's 3-10 ways to pronounce this name. Kevin Gausman. He is on the mound for the Blue Jays. Aaron Judge has 3 home runs off of him already in 22 at bats. Gausman has given up 7 home runs in his last 5 starts. So I think all of this combined, all the puzzle pieces come together here, and tonight will be the night. If he doesn't get walked at every at bat, I think tonight is the night Aaron Judge hits number 61. The Maris family can finally rest. They don't have to spend the rest of the week in Canada. They can go. They're going to Toronto. They're in and out the revolving door Yankee Stadium every day waiting for this home run. We are all waiting for this home run. And I think it will finally come tonight. And I think everyone will be relieved because we can be off of Aaron Judge watch, which, believe me, is a little bit tricky. But the Maris family can relax. Everybody can relax. So I think that is what's going to happen tonight. That's at plus 165 at DraftKings. If you want to be part of history, I'd say get in on that.
Yeah, Judge, you can tell, is just it's almost like he's just trying too hard, right? He's swinging for the fences every single time. His swing looks different. He's different. He's flying out every single time at bat because he's desperately just trying to hit this milestone. And I understand, right? Like, you know, the attention's on him. He's sitting there in the outfield and the cameras go on him and they're talking about him every single, even if he's not going to be up to bat for two more innings or whatever the case is. So there's a lot there. I think it would kind of release some pressure and ease his mind a little bit to finally get to that point. At some point, he will hit 61 and then 62. And his season total, I think, was like 64.5. I kind of feel like that's under projected. Might be the way to go.
Yes,
given what's going on right now.
I can't believe how little of the season is left. I'm looking at the calendar, like October is right around the corner. That was a little shocking to see. But I was like, he'll get to 61. But I mean, there's only so many games left.
Yeah.
But
he NBA training camp starts, Lucy. Starts very, very soon. I'm very excited about that. So we are getting to that point. I'm not as brave as you. I'm not taking a side or a total in the Monday Night Football game tonight. I just, there's too much in terms of variables. You're braver than me, you know, taking a side in this one. I'm going to take Ezekiel Elliott under 58.5 rushing yards. He's got 105 total yards rushing so far this entire season, 53 and 52. That's been his season so far. And, you know, look, we've looked at his numbers over the years and he continues to drop. His yards per game continue to drop year after year after year. And he's regressing again this season. And I understand you could say, oh, maybe they're going to lean on him more. No, they're not going to lean on him more. They're actually leaning more on Tony Pollard at this point. He's getting more opportunities while Zeke kind of just fades into the background a little bit here. So 58.5 rushing yards, take the under on Zeke there. If you're brave like Lucy, take a side in this point. I'm not. It's a 1-point spread. You're more confident, I think, in the Giants than me. I don't know what Cooper Rush is going to do game after game over the next few weeks. So with all of these variables, I'm going to stay away from those, and I'm just going to take the prop and take Zeke under.
Well, yes, to each their own, I guess.
Yes. You're braver than me, Lucy.
We are all brave in our own respects. A happy Monday Night Football to all of you, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.